how remote workers can combat loneliness. Remote work can be wonderful. It seems that people have worked remotely for a long time now. People would go on business trips. Salespeople would often were often remote workers that worked away from the office. But since computers and the internet have become mainstream, remote working has grown quickly, and the increase will likely continue in the coming years. Remote work offers a lot of advantages. One of the biggest advantages for the worker is the lack of a commute, which can often be one of the most stressful parts of the day. Another is the ability to control your work environment and limit the number of distractions. But obviously there are downsides, and a big one is a lack of connection or feeling of loneliness. For many, connecting with coworkers every day is one of the best aspects of going to the office. Connection in some form is a basic human need, and studies have found that a lack of connection can be a reason for early death. If you're a remote worker or are thinking of becoming one, here are some ways to combat loneliness. Number one, join a community group. In previous generations, many towns were designed and built with a central hub. It was usually a park or community building that was meant to encourage people to frequently meet and interact. But as the years have gone on, we've grown into other habits. Remote work is one of those changes. The smartphone and social media are some others. We know that community is important, but it can be a challenge to find the time and energy to join a community group. It can also be difficult to find one to even join. Many groups from the past have gone away as people have changed their habits. But some possibilities that usually still exist include city council, Chamber of Commerce, Parks and Rec, Rod and Gun, Community Improvement. These groups usually meet at least once a month. They offer varying levels of involvement and responsibility. They're great for scheduling time to meet with others that live close to you and that share your values. Number two, schedule recurring events with family and friends. We all like to think that we spend enough time with our friends and family. One of the downsides, however, to social media is that we're tricked into thinking that we're keeping up with our important relationships. But social media still can't replace the face-to-face interaction that we need. I find that I need to schedule recurring events. If it's not on my schedule, then time seems to pass by too quickly. These events don't have to be anything crazy. Meet at a friend's house every Friday morning before work for coffee. Schedule a happy hour with a sibling. The important thing is to get it on a schedule so that you are going to do it. Number three, join a hobby group. Golf league, art class. These are the kinds of hobbies and interests, and usually they have recurring events. For me, golf is a really good one. It happens every week. You can join a team and meet new people that way. But usually the league is 50 to 100 players that are all on the golf course at the same time. You get to meet a wide variety of individuals, especially if you hang out for dinner whenever nearly everyone from the league is around for at least a couple hours. Number four is to walk regularly near your home. Winter just cleared here in Wisconsin where I live, and one of the best parts of spring is happening right now. The neighborhood is buzzing with people. We're all out in our yards doing a little work, but also walking around. The other weekend, my wife and I walked with our daughter, and I swear we ran into 75% of the neighbors within just a couple hours. I find that the more I walk, the more these serendipitous meetings happen. It's wonderful to feel connected to those that are closest to you. Number five, visit a public place regularly. One of my favorite shows is Cheers. It's about a group of misfit friends that spend a bunch of their free time in a local tavern. You could say it was the precursor to the coffee shop on Friends, and then they went back to the tavern for How I Met Your Mother. But anyway, there is a reason these shows focus on a local meeting place. It's because these places are key to connecting with people, friends, family, and with strangers. Bonus tip, social media is not connectivity. And I mentioned this earlier, but it's worth pointing out again. Social media is good for a lot of things, but it seems to be an excuse to avoid making and fostering real connections. There are studies now showing that social media can lead to loneliness. It seems very similar to remote working. The best thing to do to help with any loneliness might be to log out and delete any social media, especially from your phone. Remote work is great. It definitely seems to fit some people better than others. For me, it has been wonderful. I realize that for others it can pose a bigger challenge, though, and it seems that just about any remote worker is at risk for loneliness. The items here should help you if you're a remote worker.